Mr. Owen believes that we're all murderers. He's brought us here because the law can't touch us. Now, we need to save our lives. I too believe there's nobody on the island except the seven of us. So, it's perfectly clear. Mr. Owen is one of us. Vera started to cry. We must look at the facts. Mr. Justice Wargrave continued. One of us is a very dangerous little soldier boy. Do you all agree? Everyone agreed. Blore said nervously,
Lombard's got a gun. He didn't tell us that last night.
Lombard repeated his story. Blore said,
How do we know that's true? How can we know what to believe?
That's the problem, said the judge. We can't. So, who clearly didn't murder General MacArthur?
Well, I'm a well-known professional man, said Armstrong. The idea that I...
Mr. Justice Wargrave said, I too am well known, but doctors have turned to crime before, and policemen. Your profession is no excuse. Lombard said,
We'll leave the women out of this, of course.
Do you think that women can't be criminals? Asked the judge. Dr. Armstrong, is it possible that a woman hit General MacArthur on the back of the head?
It's perfectly possible, answered Dr. Armstrong.
Mr. Justice Wargrave said, And a poisoner doesn't need to be strong.
You're crazy,
cried Vera. My dear young lady, I'm not accusing you. I hope, Miss Brent, that you don't think so either.
Of course, I can't take the life of another person, Miss Brent answered. But we're all strangers. I understand that you can't know that. We're all possible murderers.